The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Los Angeles Police Department identified a suspect in the killing of rapper Nipsey Hussle on Monday night. Eric Holden allegedly opened fire at Hussle and two other men as they were standing outside the rapper's clothing store on Avenue in the Hyde Park section of the city Sunday afternoon. Holder then ran through an alleyway and into a waiting white Chevy sedan. An unidentified woman was behind the wheel of the car and drove off when Holder got in. Hussle died in a nearby hospital shortly after the shooting. He was shot in the head and torso several times. Gang-related, and the shooter and Nipsey allegedly before the man shot him. The gang saying he can't sleep after what happened to rapper Nipsey Hussle.
Driving down Slauson, 4 in the morning, man, because I can't sleep behind what happened to Nip, man. I can't even sleep, man. I'm disgusted. That's how y'all do the homie in his own city, in his own hood, his own place of business.
The NYPD says that their special victims unit is investigating magician David Blaine following some complaints. An official confirmed two women gave statements to the SVU alleging sexual assault. A source said one of those alleged assaults happened in 1998. The second woman's allegations were from an incident in 97. She claims Blaine had her perform sex acts on him while she was hypnotized.
Wait, you can do that?
I don't know.
That's insane.
According to sources, the statute of limitations has passed. The 45-year-old magician had no comment but said police had not contacted him. Stephen Baldwin criticized his brother Alec Baldwin for signing a petition protesting a new abortion bill that could become a law in Georgia. The bill is called the Heartbeat Bill, and it was passed by the state Senate and seeks to limit abortions to 6 weeks after conception unless the pregnancy was conceived through rape or incest. Stephen tweeted, "Avoided tweets like this for as long as I could, but now it's too overwhelming. Love will ultimately win with Jesus, but for so long I've sat back and trusted God as my own family members have perpetrated the spirit of hate through abortion, mockery, and blindness." This came after it was released that Alec was one of 50 celebrities headed up by Alyssa Milano who signed an open petition saying they would not film in the state of Georgia if this bill became a law. Other celebrities who signed the petition were Colin Hanks, Deborah Messing, Patton Oswalt, Rosie O'Donnell, Sean Penn, Amy Schumer, Michael Sheen, Sarah Silverman, Ben Stiller, Amber Tamblyn, and Will Wheaton. And Tom Brady is on Twitter now. The New England Patriots quarterback sent his first tweet ever yesterday, and it was an April Fool's Day joke. He tweeted, "I'm retiring. In my spare time, I'll be tweeting." Some fans were shocked and dismayed at the apparent news, leading to Brady's second ever tweet. And he said, "Was this a bad joke?" Sources close to Brady say the six-time Super Bowl champ has no plans still to retire. Coming up in less than an hour, more allegations have come out about this presidential candidate.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, I don't even think you should get married if you got to do this. Would you marry someone if they required a prenup out of you? This is happening allegedly. We'll give you more details about it, but with a famous couple that you might even know.